Then that girl released her magic and made me love once more. Ooh, like the warm rays of the sun, her sweet love keeps shining down on me. Oh, all at once turned my life around, and with one kiss she set me free. She's given me joy, joy, joy. That girl, she brings me joy. She's given me joy, joy, joy. That girl, she brings me joy. Goodbye, loneliness, and so long to my heartache. Now that joy has taken over and decided to stay. Her love lifts me up like no other love before. With every beat of my heart, I'm holding on. She's done for me. She's erased all the sadness away. Oh, I can never repay the deed, 'cause she keeps loving me more and more. She's given me joy, joy, joy.
Welcome, 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 welcome. Man, I ain't going to keep y'all on with this introduction, but welcome to the Big Bap and Friends show. We got so much stuff to get into tonight, so I'm not even going to hold y'all down with a long introduction because we got to get to the good part. So let's go ahead and get Helen and Dwayne in the building because I know they're already here. So what it do, family? How y'all doing? What's cracking, lacking? Everything good on y'all?
What's good?
I normally got your back.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey,
listen, that bring me, that's a good song, man. That good old Blackstreet, man.
It is.
That's a good old Blackstreet.
I give you that, but see, you kind of, you know, you threw it off a little bit, you know, so I... Yeah.
You know, it's a, you know what I mean? It's a hate, you know what I mean? When I'm up and close and personal,
no,
you know what I mean?
Them vocals hit different.
Them vocals hit different.
I'm going to need to hear some Barry White from you with that voice. The Blackstreet ain't going to kick
you. You can't demand stuff from the man when we didn't even play nothing Barry White-ish.
I know, but I'm just saying, since day one of him coming on here and me hearing his voice, he has always sounded like Barry White to me. And I think it would fit him well.
Don't be trying to get him no miscellaneous baby drone in him.
Wait a minute.
Hey, I accept them all, you know what I mean? I accepted that, you know what I mean? Don't mean they don't get turned down, though. I accept them all.
I'm not entertaining y'all tonight. Man, first off, man, how was your boy's birthday, man?
Yeah.
It was good, man.
I enjoyed watching what you put out, man, and that was big, man. We got to continue to celebrate the kids, so.
I would like to come on, but you know what I mean? My kids are first. You know?
Family always first, man. So let's go ahead and get into this foolishness that I've seen this week because y'all don't understand. I got a list of shit that I want to talk about today. So first off, Helen, you done had, what, 3 kids? Dwayne, you done had 17? So...
Keep adding them on to me.
So I was So I was having a conversation with my friend, right? And the one thing that I can say is the worst thing in life is a pregnant, horny, hungry woman.
Ooh, yeah. You better talk about it.
All the same.
All
the
same is like, D, listen. That, when I tell you, like, you don't even know which one of those, when a woman is pregnant, hungry, and horny, you don't even know which one of those things you want to address first, because any one of them answer wrong according to her can get you cut out.
Bring the food first. That's I'm dead serious. It's always the food first. And after that, everything else falls on the plate. I'm just telling you.
No, because I'm going to be hungry again afterwards. And I'm going to be tired with no food.
See? And then the argument.
And at least I'm honest.
And then the argument. You cook out the argument.
So, I don't do the argument. I give the silent treatment.
Oh, never mind. That's not what we were going with.
Oh, hey, I hit that bitch with a bottle.
See? Your happy, angry ass. Anywho, we ain't going to stay there because that just touched me the wrong way right quick. So let's go ahead and get into this other funny thing. I want to say this because I'm from the South. Hello? Well,
yeah.
I don't know what happened. Helen, what you got going on over there?
That ain't
that
me.
Was my kid.
I ain't got
that was
my kid
yet.
Is not here tonight.
Oh, okay. You know, well, Helen, you know, you be screaming sometimes, so, you know, I didn't know what you was doing. I had to ask questions. But look,
that was that one time.
Yeah, well, I wasn't there.
I sent y'all a picture. The damn spider jumped out of that box and I died 3 times.
Yeah.
I lost 9 of my lives.
Sure, hold girl.
I mean, 3 of my lives.
One of the things I was looking at today, and I don't know if y'all really pay attention to, like, certain names that get things in the United States, but I was looking up something, and I was looking up the name San Marcos, right? Okay, and when I looked up San Marcos, and I think that this is pretty much consistent around all of the South. I can't speak for the rest of America, but for all of the South, anytime you see the name San Marcos, ain't nothing good about it. Like, it's the Hood of Neighborhood Project. If it is a housing area, it's none of the maintenance people work. They don't fix nothing. I'm just like, you know, all my Black friends and all my Hispanic friends will tell you that San Marcos is just not the place you want to be at. Like, blow that bitch all the way fuck. What in the hell?
It's a fire. Dwayne can't cook.
You muted me, right? Now, Dwayne gonna come back and talk about I muted him, but Dwayne done just about burned down his whole fucking house over there.
I'm done.
Shut the fuck up.
and the only thing that this nigga was making was chicken tenders for the kids. He wasn't even making nothing expensive, but, you know.
No, actually, I stepped back over to the stove, and it was the hamburger.
Let me stop being petty. All right, so let me get into a couple of things here. What else we got? I don't want to talk about none of that right now. So we're going to go ahead and I wanted to say this because me and Helen was having a conversation today. And I'm going to need some of y'all to get out y'all own way. I'm going to need y'all to stop blocking y'all blessings. And here's why I said this. It's because I've had the privilege, the honor, the blessing to meet people from all walks of life. Entrepreneurs, people who just get money and whatever. But I'm going to need y'all to turn off social media. I'm going to need y'all to stop talking to these raggedy-ass friends y'all got. Like, all of, because y'all blocking y'all blessings. Y'all spend so much caught up in the foolishness of other people that y'all are missing an opportunity to be great. Because stop listening to these stupid people. Like, think about this. right now, let me show you what stupid people do, right? Stupid people throw a temper tantrum because they lost and then won't even share information. Now, the sad part is most people are going to act like the only person that I just was talking about was President Trump. But no, there are thousands of stupid people across America, millions of stupid people across America who literally lose every day and throw a temper tantrum about losing. And I'm like, if we can just stop having this collective stupidity that is the United States and just come to an understanding is you don't have to win all the time. It's okay to be in second place sometimes. There's blessings in second place.
Yes, yes.
Like, think about it. Like, I give you a perfect example of second place, right? Now, Bad Boy in the late 90s, early 2000s was one of the baddest labels out there, right? But here's the thing.
Correct.
If Biggie didn't ascend the way that he did at the time that he did, how many people that came second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth on Bad Boy would have the careers that they had?
I can't say that because he already had Craig Mack. He had Craig Mack. He had what was the other thing? Did he have Total yet?
He already had Total, but Total hadn't really put out no work yet. Total still had their original A&R deal at the time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So you can't really say that he wasn't because they just would have focused more on Craig Mack.
Right, but what I'm saying is, I know what they would have done, but how many people directly benefited? Like, okay, I'll give you another example, because I think so many people.
So you're talking about like people like Lil Kim and stuff like that.
Yeah, look how many people. Look at DMX. Look at what DMX did for Rough Riders and all that. How many people would have truly ate had he not ascended the way he did? Look at T.I. How many people out of T.I.'s camp would have really ate had T.I. not? How many people from Ludacris' camp would have really ate had he not? All I'm saying is sometimes it's okay to be number two and play a role. I mean, you look at I-20. I-20 and Young Dro were some of the best hook guys.
Can't
who
say
got opportunities. They
all right,
great
go ahead.
They got opportunities to put out albums because of what they did in their feature work, doing hooks and doing ad libs and all the things that they did. Because when you're number two, it's like Michael Jordan was the GOAT, but he still needed Scottie Pippen.
Right.
Like, it's okay to be number two. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying that. You can't aspire to be number one, but if you're not number one, it's okay to be number two. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back from this commercial break, we're going to have our sponsor segment, and we're going to come back with Black History is World History. So we will be right back after this commercial break.
Cause you too fine to be single out your girl. He at home, but he done fucked up. I scooped this girl up, and what I'm about to do, he'll feel I did him wrong. Cause I'm about to have a menage with his lady and some freaks at the bar. We like talking with his father. I told him,
taste of the juicy. I keep a couple hoes like Santa. I keep a vixen. Got that dasher, dancer, prancer, Dixon. Come and kill that Donner Blixen. I'm on the chin, 100 degrees.
What?
A lot of bread, no sesame seeds. If I'm in your city, I'm signing them tango biddies.
Big Bath and Friends is brought to you by August Sisters Homespun Emporium, LLC, providing certified organic source ingredients for addressing general, holistic health, beauty, and wellness problems with Mother Nature's solutions. Consultant perks, wholesale, and professional-sized products are available. Visit ashemporiumet.com.
All right, y'all. So tonight for World History is Black History, we have Sarah Spencer Washington. She was born June 6, 1889, in Beckley, Virginia. She later moved to Atlantic City and worked as a hairdresser. In 1913, she started a hairdressing business in a small one-room beauty shop. She began to experiment with ingredients and later was granted a patent for a new system of straightening the hair of black women. In 1919, she founded Apex News and Hair Company. She worked in the beauty salon during the day and also taught students the trade. And in the evening, sold her cosmetics throughout the city. By the mid-1930s, the Apex Beauty Products Company was the largest, y'all heard me, largest New Jersey black-owned business and one of the nation's leading black manufacturing companies. In addition to her cosmetics company, she owned Apex Publishing Company, which published Apex News for beauticians and sales agents, Apex Laboratories, Apex Drug Company, and Apex Beauty College. There were 11 beauty schools in the U.S. and franchise schools overseas. Apex Beauty Systems made Sarah Spencer one of the first African-American millionaires. She was awarded a medallion at the 1939 World's Fair as one of the most distinguished businesswomen in the country. Now that's what you call great right there. I'm trying to get on her level.
Yo, that's big, because I know one of the things that I plan on doing, like the next 2 days, we have multiple business women coming on. So the next two shows, we got two powerful business women in South Florida. I'm not going to spoil it yet and put it out there who we have. But if you wanna see two beautiful minds doing business from two totally different platforms, come back Friday and Sunday, man. We're gonna really talk about the entrepreneurial spirit that we have, all that's really just taking place all over the country. But Helen, that should be near and dear to you, because you definitely fall up on this.
The
beauty supply and doing that, like, you know, a lot of people don't realize, when you look at her story, like, she didn't go out there and just do a brand. She literally, like, kind of like forced that brand into everybody's home, because she taught the class, she made the product, she had the shop, she started the school. Like, she continued over and over and over to build that brand. That was important.
Who's that, Madam C.J. Walker?
Yes. Wait, huh? You ain't hear nothing. I just, you know what?
I didn't know the name. I couldn't hear the name.
He was over there playing daddy.
Her name Sarah Spencer Washington.
Okay. Get that stuff from behind the bed. I'm going behind that dresser before I put that up.
That right there spoke to me.
No, I don't know.
All right, so let's get into a couple of things real quick. So first off, yesterday, I want to talk about yesterday real quick. So because yesterday was a really funny day. Yesterday was National Unfriend Day. So did y'all at least go through any form of social media or your cell phone and delete at least one person?
No,
because ain't nobody number saved in my phone unless they're important. All business lines.
Well, Dwayne,
well,
I'm
serious.
Dwayne, your number not in her phone.
I wasn't important from the beginning, so, you know, it's cool.
Oh,
I don't even know why I play with y'all. So yeah, if y'all didn't do this, y'all need to go out and do that because that's important.
I get blocked.
Well, you know,
same thing.
No, because see, the past 2 years I have not been blocked. I've been deleted by plenty, but that's fine. But I ain't been blocked and reported in about 2 years. You ain't right. Don't do that.
What?
Same thing. Blocked, unfriended, deleted, same shit. Don't want to hear it from you.
They all fall in the same category. Look, Dwayne, because there was a post today. I had to put her name on the post because the post basically talked about how Leo, you know, they special a little bit. So I just
I'm
gonna leave with
the
thing.
It don't matter. Like, don't come for us Leos. Don't do that. You ain't had to say it, but you tagged me to it.
Because they were talking about Leos. You wasn't the only person that I tagged. I tagged two whole other Leos.
Listen, man,
Leos are something special. They problems.
Thank you.
Wait a minute. Wait. This is not what we about to sit up in here and do. This is not what we got to do. Not tonight.
What happened was,
I don't want to hear leave the Leos alone. You lucky I ain't got
what happened.
I would have muted your ass.
What happened is Leo, you know, all the other, see, at least the Leos are loyal and show up, you know, because like everybody else that was supposed to be a female on here just abandoned the show. So, you know, we only got the Leos to pick on.
No. I don't like them.
Talk about them other ones.
Leos, when it's supposed to be about y'all don't want to take credit for it. All right. There's another thing.
Special.
Also yesterday, and I wanted before we get into what day it is, because that's coming up next at 9:30. But I wanted to take a moment out and you know, because we definitely gave Dwayne a shout out earlier before we started, you know, the show with his kids. But yesterday was a very sentimental day for me. I kind of took most of yesterday evening off because yesterday is National Preemie Day, and it's also the month of November is also International Preemie Day, Preemie Month. And in saying that, you know, Lizzie Bapp, my daughter, was born a preemie 1 pound, 4 ounces. So, you know, we took the time yesterday to kind of celebrate her a little bit. So for anybody who has had a preemie or had premature children of any kind, we just want to say our prayers are with you because that's always a battle to endure. And we just want to say thank you for going through that journey. And we hope that your preemie is strong, healthy, and is enjoying life. So with that being said, we are going to take a quick commercial break. And Helen, we're going to come back with your favorite part of the show.
What day it is?
What day it is, Shawty? All right, so we'll be right back after this quick commercial break. This next song, I'm going to dedicate this song to you. If this song is about you, I just need you to accept the words of this song and get this song together. But this song is definitely about you. So we'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Unable to get on top of their shit because they so worried about everybody else's. What he got and what he don't have and what they need to get. And if they emphasize their time on them, maybe they'll be a better person themselves.
That's you. Now talk about your homie behind his back. But you always with him every location he be at. That's you. That be stealing from your mama. Knowing she be the only one at your side. Helping you through your drama. That's you. Selling crack but can't make no profit. Cause you smoking it up and you just can't seem to stop. That's you. That keep laying up without a rubber. Don't wanna claim your baby. You naked headed lover. That's your baby's mother.
You.
A woman that's so deceitful, smiling as you do evil, making money to set up your own people.
That's you.
Throwing pussy at your homegirl's husband every evening, then trying to convince her that he be cheating.
That's you.
Hate a woman doing better than you are, so you slash her tires and bust all the windows out of cars.
That's you.
That can't get over your ex man, putting the problems of your previous relationship on the next man.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself, just a shell of a man playing games with yourself. That's you, making the real women look fake, only hurting yourself with the decisions that you make. That's you, ought to be ashamed of yourself, just a shell of a man playing games with yourself. That's you, making the real women look fake, only hurting yourself with the decisions that you make. That's you,
that beat your kid, so somebody said he done something, but you don't even go see if he did.
That's you.
Still living in your parents' home. You got a good paying job, but won't even pay for the phone.
That's you.
With that unattractive attitude, people don't wanna be around you, cause you be ruining their mood.
That's you.
That thinking somebody owe you something ain't gonna be satisfied until somebody show you something.
You
rolling your eyes and popping your neck, cause you with a high roller, but homie only want you for sex.
That's you.
Think you the shit because your body is tight. What you gonna do if God decide to change that overnight?
That's you.
That can't stay in the woman's place. Hit a man hoping he hits you back so you can take his freedom away.
That's you.
That enjoy making people's lives hard, but when trouble come around your way, you go running to God.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself, just a shell of a man playing games with yourself. That's you, making the real women look fake, only hurting yourself with the decisions that you make. That's you, ought to be ashamed of yourself, just a shell of a man playing games with yourself. That's you, making the real women look fake, only hurting yourself with the decisions that you make.
That's you, that get up every night to go out and jack, but you reap what you sow, so don't get mad when it come back.
That's you.
They've been out committing all that crime. Now you're suicidal cause you gotta do all that time.
That's you.
Spending all of your money on beer and blunts, and ain't got nothing on your bills come the first of the month.
That's you.
That don't care about how stupid you act. Man, I'm so glad I'm no longer living my life like that.
That's you.
Trying to fuck over people who work for you, even with all of that money, ain't no peace on earth for you.
That's you.
Yeah, that's you that made your homeboys hate you. Can't go nowhere without a gun cause you're nervous by nature.
That's you.
They're sending out of jail on the same charge. Get out and go do the same thing on the same boulevard.
That's you.
That's gonna end up in the funeral home. You
all right, y'all. Y'all know what time it is. It's what day it is. Y'all ready?
Turn me up. I'm ready. I'm ready. Let's go. Let's go.
All right. Let's go ahead. Let's go ahead and start at the top, and we'll work our way down. We got a lot of them today. I mean, it is a lot of them. So November 18th, we have National Education Support Professional Day. I don't know. That's like a lot of shit for no reason. So they get a fail for that because I don't even want to know what all that is. Like, that's too much. All right, number two. Today is Mickey Mouse's birthday. For all of y'all who grew up watching the Mickey Mouse Club and Mouse in the House and all that dumb shit, happy birthday, Mickey Mouse. This one is for the production manager. I can't give this one to nobody else but her because y'all don't even understand. National Princess Day is all that lady's shit. So we're just gonna stay there. I don't know what that one is. National Via Hasha Sasha Sasha Soul Day. So I'm not even, like, first of all, I can barely pronounce that shit, whatever.
What was it again?
V-I-C-H-Y-S-S-O-I-S-E. You tell me how to pronounce it, and I'll say it.
I just said it.
How you say it?
Vicious.
I'm just kidding. You know what? Sit your ass down. Okay, so apparently also because it's Mickey Mouse's birthday, it's Minnie Mouse's birthday. So I don't know how that worked out. Right. Like I would have been, if I was Minnie Mouse, I would have been mad as hell. Like, bro, give me my own day.
Okay. Like, nah.
They came in together.
Nah, fuck that, bro. Nah, I'm like, listen, that's why God couldn't make me a twin, because I would have been like, look, you got to... I got to be born at 11:59, and you got to be born at, like, 12:01. We got to have 2 minutes
to separate. That's why he ain't made me no twin, because he already knew.
Yeah, because I ain't gonna lie, bro. My twin wouldn't have even been able to go outside, because I would have hurt his whole feelings. Like, bro, what you're not finna do is enjoy life at all.
You believe that?
Yeah, that's me. Oh, okay. So National Visha Shasha Washa Washa Day, it's basically a soup. It's a parade, leeks, onion, potato, cream, chicken, stock. Yeah, that just sounds like some white people shit. I'm sorry, white people. Y'all can be mad at me, but that don't sound like something black folks eat. All right. So let's go down some of the things that celebrated in the month of November, because there's a long list of shit. I'm not going to go through all of these. I'm going to go through some of the ones that I think is important.
Can I say one?
Yes.
What the hell did I do not slang a little dangly thing? Okay?
Whoa, wait, hold on.
So, what happened?
Oh,
being that nothing, he started.
Okay.
I ain't do nothing. I was sitting over here in the cup chilling.
I'm just, the only thing I heard was the dangly thing and hold on, wait. What's going on?
I don't know what you're dangling.
So, you know, like Matt was saying, you know, there's a lot of, you know, things going on in November. And the biggest thing that I hold closest and dearest to my heart is Epilepsy Awareness Month, because my son was diagnosed with epilepsy, and that was legit the scariest thing I've been through and that I face to this day. So that's really,
you can grow out,
you know,
of
that's
it,
why.
You can grow out,
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, that's
take
what
him off
they
that
say.
Damn medicine.
Yeah.
Take him off
that's
that medicine.
What the doctor,
I'm telling you.
I actually don't have him on the medicine at all, because when he came home, I legit gave it to him for maybe the first couple of days, but after that, I stopped because it messed with him, and I couldn't. No, he was not a zombie. He was the opposite. This boy was bouncing off everybody's house walls.
To
tell you the truth, I've had it, so I know it. So, I ain't know it was the month for it, but
I do keep on hand is his emergency seizure medicine.
You don't need to, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like, I stopped taking it at the age of 10. It was too crazy. Then what they tried to counteract it with Ritalin. Oh.
Yeah, he's not on medication. So
it is National Epilepsy Awareness Month. So if you guys want to support that, please do. It's about 1,000 of these things on here, so I'm gonna get to some of the ones I think that is funny to me, or important to me as well. No, I don't mute you with all that goddamn noise in the background. Alright, so we have National... Okay, so this one's for me. So since we did Helen's already, we're going to go to one of mine. So we got National Peanut Butter Lovers Month. I'm a big lover of peanut butter. That's my shit. We got No Shave November, but ladies, I'm gonna need y'all to shave. I do not wanna be plaiting no coochie here. So y'all go ahead and shave a little bit.
Would you?
We also have PTA Healthy Lifestyle Month. So I'm not really sure how all that go together. So PTA, because like. Parent-Teacher Association, Healthy Lifestyle. Like, I don't know what they're trying to put with that one, but I'm going to need them to work on that one. Let's see. For a lot of y'all, y'all need to apply this one. We also have National Roadside Safety Month week. So for those of you guys who don't know how to drive and do all that good stuff, make sure all your warning triangles. You know what?
Go ahead American, and be specific. Y'all Floridians.
Hold on. Don't, it ain't just Floridians. Bitch, none of y'all can drive, but that's not the point.
Yo, remember when we argued with that lady in traffic?
You know what? On that note, you know what? I'm done with what day it is because I don't even want to. I don't want to push her down the road.
Yo, the way all of us was in the car cussing. Every last one of us.
That's crazy. Y'all arguing with people on the left side of the road. What's wrong with y'all?
No.
I know how to drive. I can speed a little bit.
You can't speed.
I say I speed a little bit. That's it.
See, this is why I don't talk to Helen, because Helen will make you want to push her a little bit. All right, so let's get a couple of other these things out the way so we can go ahead and wrap this up. So there's a few that I think that are important. So we have Chronic Obstruction Pulmonary Disease Awareness Month. We also have National Family Caregivers Month. For those of you who are caregivers in your family, go ahead and do that. That's big. We also have National Care and Hospice Month. We also have National Novel Writers Month. I know a few novel writers. Today is also National Pepper Month and National Scholarship Month. So those are just a few of them. Like, we're not going to stick on those too long because we got other stuff to do. So what we're going to do real quick is we're going to take a quick commercial break. And I promised Helen that I would do a breakdown of something. So I'm going to break this down for you guys when we come back because a lot of people experienced this over the last week. So I want to make sure that everybody understands this thing that Helen asked me to break down for you guys. So we're going to go ahead and shake a little something real quick, and then we'll be back right after this quick commercial break.
Shake that laffy taffy, girl, shake that laffy taffy, that laffy taffy, that laffy taffy,
I'm looking for Mrs. Bubblegum, I'm Mr. Chico Stick, I want a da-da-da, oh, cause you so thick, girls call me Jolly Rancher, oh, cause I stay so hard, you can suck me for a long time, oh my God, girl, this ain't a dance floor.
Say baby girl, oh, what you gon' I wanna pull on you. Just keep that ass shaking, and I'ma keep tipping you. While I sit back like a player, sipping gray goose, feeling all loose. Cause girl, you want your job. You got my dick hard, the way you touch them toes. Working the micros on the stilettos. You made it skeet, skeet, skeet like a water hose.
All right, let's get Helen back in here real quick because this is something that Helen asked for. I'm going to let her set this up because I ain't going to open this up. So, Helen, tell the people what you wanted me to look up for you today.
What I wanted him to look up was what I believe people call the angel numbers. And for the past couple of months, y'all, all I see is 111 and 1111. I'm talking, it's to the point where I legit was driving by a gas station and every number on the side was blinking 111. It just pops up. Right now on my phone, I have 111 text messages. How? I don't know. Don't judge me. But everywhere I look, it just pops up. So I asked him to help me fully understand what was going on, what was happening.
So when you look at that number, and I love the angel number of one, and I love the angel number of multiple ones, because when you look at the angel number of one, the first thing that you have to realize is it always talks about new beginning or the start of something. So anything, when you start seeing that number repetitive like that, it means not only do you have a new beginning that's getting ready to take place, but it also means that you are literally getting ready to walk into new opportunities. So it's one of those times in life where you need to be clear with yourself. You need to be in charge. You need to be direct. You need to show leadership. You need to show patience. You need to show cunning. You need to be, like, it's one of those few and rare opportunities in your life where you need to really hone you. It's not a time to look at other people. It's not a time to look at your surroundings. It's not a time to look at what you don't have. It's one of those times to really take inventory and take stock. And the reason why I say that is because even for myself, when I looked at November the 11th, and it was funny because I looked at my clock, November the 11th at 11:11 a.m. and 11:11 p.m. And when you begin to start seeing that number, the number one, the number 11, the number 111, the number 1111. When you begin to start seeing that number over and over again, get yourself in position. And I've been saying it a lot, and a lot of people keep missing this term that I want to keep using here, is in position. Put yourself in position for when those blessings show up that you're ready for them, because they're small opportunities, they're small windows that you're going to have during that season of when that 11111 is going to start taking effect. But when you start seeing it, it's a mindset to get you ready. It's a mindset for you to begin to start manifesting. If you're a spiritual person and you believe in manifesting, it's a time to start doing manifesting rituals. If you're a person who believes in Christianity, it's a time to start getting your prayer life in order, to start getting prepared for the new blessings that are getting ready to be bestowed upon you. If you are pregnant or you're getting ready to add additions to your family, it's one of those times to really start preparing yourself for those new journeys that you're getting ready to walk into. So if you are seeing that one number a lot, it's a manifestation of destiny, leadership, awareness, opportunities, new beginning situation. So get yourself ready.
And what's crazy is, I guess that's what I've been doing, because I've been manifesting, I've been meditating. And wow. Okay, gotcha.
So if you're already doing those things, you're doing right what you're already supposed to be doing, and you don't have to, let me say this, because I was having a conversation, and Dwayne and Helen, y'all can both get in on this topic, but Me and my wife was having a conversation this morning, and jokingly, we came to a revelation today, and it was, people are arguing, and I want y'all to hear this, because I want you to really think about this as I say it. People are arguing which God is better?
Oh, I thought it.
And when you think about that, and I want people to really think about that, that is the dumbest fucking argument you can have. And yes, I just cussed talking about God, but I need y'all to really hear yourselves. Y'all are arguing about what, none of y'all met God. Like, I don't know nobody that know that man or woman or entity personally, but they are literally arguing, well, God this, God that, you know, and whatever version of God that you want to give him a name or her a name or it or whatever. But y'all are arguing and fighting and killing people over which God is the best. Like, that's the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my life. And I love people, but I am, baby, let me say this with all sincerity. The reason why I don't talk to a lot of people no more is because some of y'all are some of the dumbest people I've ever met in my life. And I know I shouldn't say this on a podcast, and I shouldn't say it like that, but come on, man. We arguing about literally Jesus versus Allah. Really? Is that what we arguing about? Because both of them people were for the betterment of their people.
Yes.
Both of them had a philosophy of peace, love, and encouraging all people. So why is it that the people who say that they believe in these things, why is holistic people arguing with Christianity when they all both still got the same principles of love? Like, I'm just really confused. I know we're going through this transition of whatever it is from, you know, a president who was completely radical and extreme to one who's trying to be inclusive. But these are not presidential issues. These are not elected official issues. These are human beings saying and doing dumb stuff. And then the saddest part is acting like nobody else in the world can physically see them or hear them. Let me give you another example of stupidity. Watching the news yesterday, because I don't really watch it often, but I watched it yesterday because I just wanted to see if I had missed anything, see what updates was going on. Because, again, I'm a business owner, so things that do go on the news are important. Do you know in one of the lawsuits that President Trump put in there, this is the actual wording that they put on the lawsuit? They were arguing that there was a non-zero number of watchers watching the election count.
Yeah, I heard it. Yeah, it's crazy.
Now, I want you.
It's crazy.
Now, so.
It's crazy. For $8 million, you could buy Wisconsin. They're going to recount. For $8 million, he could swing it his way.
But here's but I want you to hear the statement that they said. The lawsuit said there was a non-zero number. So the judge said, here's what, because the judge was a very not stupid person. The judge said, okay, so.
And he got him the fuck out. He got him out of there, too, with that dumbness.
Yeah.
Too.
The judge said, so was there people in the room? They said, yes. He said, were there people from both sides? They said, yes. He said, man, if y'all don't, he basically said, man, if y'all don't get the fuck up out my court.
Yeah, that was the one in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, because they literally said there was a non-zero number. I'm like, sir, do you hear the English that you're saying? So you really want people to act stupid? Non-zero means there's people in the room.
Exactly, because we wanted, technically, we wanted people at each station over the top of the county.
But then,
you know what I'm saying? But with the COVID rule, you can't be that close to anybody.
Because you don't care. This is what I'm trying to get people to hear. If you know people are stupid and you know people don't care, stop entertaining them. America,
right.
Stop entertaining stupid. Dwayne, how many stupid people did we stop entertaining all the time?
I stopped counting.
Like, bruh, that number just when we knew each other was in the hundreds.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Because we're not saying that you can't get good information from stupid people. Don't get me wrong. I get good information from stupid people all the time. But you can't hang on their every word. And I need y'all to realize that there are a lot of things that's going to change in the next year. And if you are a person who struggles with change, get ready, because it has to. Your life has to change. The norms that you have been used to, they have to change. And if you're not willing to accept that, then I just don't know what to tell you. But anyways, we're not going to harp on that, because y'all, guess what?
What?
What is it?
We at the end of the show.
All right.
Yes, we do.
Bro, I want to go fast. I told y'all.
Okay, so quit talking. Let me make this quick announcement.
Let's go.
All right, y'all. So this has been heavy on my heart. And we all know, you know, 2020 has been like a gut punch. It's been rough for a lot of people. So in this season of blessings, because I was blessed, I am looking to bless a family with $50 worth of groceries. I am doing a giveaway.
So
if you would like to enter the, huh? I will be doing the giveaway for the months of November and December. If you would like to enter the giveaway, please go follow my brand page and reach out to me telling me your story as to what's going on with you. Everything is discreet. I will not post no screenshots, no names, no anything like that. Reach out to me at Fallen Angel Cosmetics on Facebook or Helen Brunson, B-R-U-N-S-O-N. If it's not you, pass the
message. You know what? Just put my name in the hat. I don't even need no introduction to myself. So just put my name in the hat. I'll just take the money.
Now here's why I'm upset with her about this bleak ass announcement that she just did, because there's so many more details that came with this story.
Yeah,
and she just gave y'all like a queef of information.
I will be going live on my
shut to the point.
If you follow me or add me on Facebook, you will see, because I will be talking about it. There are many more things in store for these giveaways, but we don't borrow time. You know, we got 6 minutes. So,
about 6 minutes. Man, you better tell these people the good news. You better give it to them.
Listen, short and sweet. She put out what she needed to put out.
Man, fuck that.
Don't need the rest of that.
Listen, Dwayne, that hoe called me crying today.
You's a lie.
Okay, well, she posted it on Facebook.
By the time we got done talking and I seen my message, I was crying.
See? And then she was crying again.
When I say I've been going through hell and back these past 2 years, I've been going through hell and back. I don't have it all. I'm still struggling myself. But if I felt the need to reach out and help somebody, because I know it's hard, because I'm struggling. So I wanted to give back because people have blessed me. So it's only right to be a blessing upon somebody else. You never know who you can help if you're going to save the parents. Because, you know, right now, boy, look here, people are suicidal because it's rough. And I want to help leverage some of that weight off of their shoulders so that they are able to provide groceries for their kids, food for their children. And like I said, follow me on Facebook, add me on Facebook. That way you can get the rest of the details.
Because we are also doing, because, see, she only talked about the food giveaway. We have two.
I'm not announcing that until December. That's why.
Okay, well, fine.
Yeah,
so we can't announce that until December. So let me shut the fuck up then, since I'm over talking. Dwayne, give the people a word before we get out of here. Shut the hell up, Helen. Talk to go home. Shut the hell up, Helen. Dwayne, give us a word.
We got to get a mute button for him. I swear we do.
I agree.
Talk both of y'all. Go ahead and get a few more words.
I'll tell you the truth today. I really don't have one, man.
I'll give y'all the Wayne
Fresh word. I'm fresh out of good advice today.
All right, I give y'all the Wayne word. Love your kids. Helen, get a people a word, mama.
Y'all reach out, be a blessing to someone in these trying times, because right now this time of the year is rough for a lot of people. So give love and you receive love. And have a good night.
All right, guys. Coming up this weekend, we have two beautiful ladies from South Florida, one from West Palm Beach, one from Miami. They're going to be on the show to talk about their businesses and how they got to the roads that they are now on. So join us. Those will be two-hour show specials. I know when we have guests, we have two-hour show specials because we want to make sure that we talk to them. The advertisement and everything for those shows will be up tomorrow. So we'll be tagging those young ladies so you can see who they are. But thank you for everything that you've done. We love you. We'll holler at you. We'll see you on the next go-round. Be safe.
Oh,